102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 820.
I guess if it starts to happen on a more consistent basis, I'll get to the doctor. But in the meantime, it's like a...
It's a weird one. I've never heard of that kind of pain.
Yeah, why are we talking about it here?
Because we were just talking about it. Hey, listen, there's a few guys who listen to us. Maybe they can relate. Maybe they know exactly what it is.
I think it's got to be from the vasectomy. We'll go into it in a minute, but I don't know. When it happens, it hurts like a bitch.
Really?
But then it goes. It like comes on, and then gets strong, and then slowly fades.
Like strong pain, like it makes your eyes tear, like that. That
doesn't
strong?
Make me pain. No, but like I took a shot to the jewel bag.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it in a second.
No, it's 102.3 WBAB. BAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 8:23, rainy, windy, and 57 today. So it's describe the pain to these guys, because maybe someone else has had it.
It's very strange. I think it's got to be from the vasectomy, because I just had my prostate checked a year ago.
Mm-hmm. But you had the vasectomy how long ago?
At Joseph, seven?
Seven years ago.
Yeah. I get this pain, and it starts from my jewels, and I can feel it through my taint and around to the backside.
Hello.
Right. And it starts off, like I said, it starts off like a dull kind of pain, like maybe you took a little flick to the jewels, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it gets increasingly like stronger. And then it gets to this point where you're like, damn it, this sucks, you know? Yeah. Like you took a shot.
And then it just goes away like nothing?
And then it goes away. But, you know, when you get it, we've all gotten hit in the balls, in our lifetime. You got it. It's like it stays in that area. You kind of jump up and down a little bit. You push them back down and everything is,
calms down.
This thing is wrapping around to the other side.
Huh.
And the only thing I can think of is that it's from my vasectomy. I just don't have time to make a doctor's appointment for this whole thing.
That sounds like me.
You don't have what?
I don't have time. I keep putting it off.
No, the only time I can think of is like, I know you need that extra day in front of July 4th. Maybe I can get in there July 1st. Now, it doesn't happen all the time. If it was happening all the time, I would make it more of a priority.
Yeah.
But it happened a few months ago, and it happened two nights in a row.
Hmm.
And then, but when I'm laying down.
Like woke you up?
Last night it woke me up.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Last night I felt it coming on as I was going to bed.
Yeah.
At around 10.
And ignored it.
I ignored it. I knew what it could turn into.
Mm-hmm.
And sure as hell, at like 11:45, I was like, oh, mother.
Okay, so it's not from obviously getting hit or anything. It's something internal. But why your vasectomy? Like, what could it? You've had your vasectomy 7 years ago. You think if you had any problem with it, it would have happened in the first months or year or something.
I don't know. It can't be.
But I know you guys think I'm joking around with this, but when I was in college, I used to get pain in my left nut.
Mm-hmm.
It was gas.
You're right.
No, I'm serious. So I went to the doctor, and he asked me what I was eating. This night they ran some tests. It was gas.
How did you get gas in your nut?
I don't know. It had something to do with the muscles and the intestines, and it was gas.
I got
to
be honest with you. This coming from anybody else in this room, I'd be like, what are you, high?
Right.
Coming from you, I'm like, you know what? Anything is possible over there.
I used to get terrible stomach aches in my early 20s and gas all over my body, and now I've gotten older. It doesn't happen anymore.
I feel
the pain just left.
All rules of modern medicine go out the window when it comes to him.
Gas in your testicle.
I have had gas in my chest.
I had gas. It was weird. I would get it all over my body, man. And in that one spot, it seemed, I don't know.
I didn't even know you could get gas all over your body.
I knew you can get it in this part. I didn't know it went.
Yeah, where your organs are, of course.
You get it by, that's how you
from your butt up makes sense, but.
I'd get terrible pain in my lower back.
Okay, but if, think about it, if it's okay by your front, why can't the gas put pressure on your testicle? It's possible.
Yes.
Yeah. I would get pain in my lower back, in my arm. Then I was worried about my heart and everything else. Yeah, so. But it was gas.
How do y'all like that?
That's a weird one. I never heard of that.
I'm still going to go see
it's
the guy.
All that pizza and the mozzarella cheese.
That's what it is. All right, 8:27. Here's Ted.
Heading out this morning.
Use it. Text title and DMV additional. All offers with approved credit.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 8:31. JP's described this pain that woke him up out of sleep last night. You've had a few times, you said, right?
Yeah, it happened a couple months ago.
Not all in a row, but
it happened two nights in a row a couple months ago, and it happened again last night, where it just feels like it's like a shot from my jewels all the way around.
Right underneath and back.
Through the taint and back.
Huh.
like to my I guess to, it would be connected to the prostate, right?
Ted Linder says he used to get pains all over his body from gas, so maybe gas is doing that.
Yeah, Ted Linder says.
Good morning. Maybe he's right. Good morning. Go ahead.
None of us are doctors, but you need to go see one. We could tell you anything, but you got to get that checked. You know, your mastectomy is like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Unless you're taking some type of medication as a result of that, medication is having a side effect. 7 years ago, a long time.
No, but you can get clogs. You can get clogs in the tubes there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe the incision's getting a little rusty.
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't put it off, though.
I tell you what, if he still got that nurse working there, I wouldn't mind getting opened up again.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine 7 years later what it could be as far as related to the vasectomy. Maybe Ted's right. Maybe it is gas. You lay down, you're about to go to bed, maybe you ate something earlier.
The one thing I'll say is I've learned to stop doubting him. I'll say that.
Linder's been around. He knows things.
Combine that with all of the medications and things you said you took yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yesterday I threw everything at this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, never even thought of that. How would it end up that being taint pain?
There you go. Weird. I'll take a $20 copay.
Dr. Linder.
And I got the shot yesterday. Yeah. Maybe it's the steroid shot I got yesterday.
102.3 WBAB, no, Long Island's number one rock station.
I didn't have that done the last time.
Roger, JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, 838, Roger and JP. Everybody's got a theory. Everybody has a little experience. Ted happens to be a doctor in training, it seems. So everybody has a theory about JP's nut pain that goes right underneath and to the back. Once in a while, it comes on, and then it fades. This guy's got a theory, too. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, tell JP I had a vasectomy, like, almost 15 years ago. I never had that problem.
Thank you.
Dr. Ted is right. That your gas goes all over your body. If you eat something that, like whenever you guys take a bad crap, how it affects your lower back.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it's, you know.
So you think maybe it's not my vasectomy?
No.
Okay.
No way. You would have felt that shit right away.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Just feel better, JP.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. There we go. That's good. He never had it. It's always the best call. Oh, I never heard anything like that. You better get checked. Right. 102.3 WBAB.
You're going to die.
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP. 102.3 WBAB.
What are you saying?
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
What are you saying, Brett?
If it might be kidney stones, because you were saying the other day that you're dehydrated.
Yeah. I'm not drinking enough water, that's for sure.
And that's how kidney stones form, by not drinking enough water.
Is that true?
I have heard that drinking water constantly helps stop you from getting those kind of stones because it stops deposits from happening.
And it does feel like,
the stones.
From the way it starts, like I said, it starts with this, like the pain. You can feel it coming on, coming on, gaining speed. Then it peaks. And then it dissipates.
Right.
So it's like something's moving.
You said it goes from the front by your nuts around to the back. Where's the pain? Is the pain the whole thing? The whole area?
Yeah.
Or just in the front? Or just
the
back?
You can feel it's just an uncomfortable, damn it. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then it dissipates. So it's like something's moving. Do you understand? Like a kidney stone would make sense. But don't you feel that in your back?
Does it ever happen after a weekend of, debauchery? Anything like that?
This weekend was anything but debauchery.
Oh, all right. Well,
I was in bed with sinus pain all weekend.
Check. Take it right off the list. Good morning.
So it's not that.
B.A.B., what do you got? Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I know what's wrong with J.C. I had the same thing. It's called epididymitis. It's an infection in the tube. Any good doctor will figure it out in 5 minutes.
But it happens and goes. Like, it's not like
an infection. Your body's fighting off. Antibiotics will switch it in a heartbeat.
Huh.
Yeah, epididymitis. Look it up on the internet. That's how I found it. And then I went to the doctor.
You think I'm going to figure out how to spell epididymitis? You're out of your mind.
Yeah, just Google pain in left nut. Comes right up.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
It's as simple as that. Pain in left nut.
I'm leaning more towards a stone kind of thing, only because of the way it comes and then leaves. Like something's moving through the system.
Yeah.
You know?
Drink a lot of water. Go see a doctor to make sure.
I do have to drink a lot of water. I'm so bad with that, man.
I'll go with gas.
So bad with that.
Ted goes with gas.
So I remember about a year ago when Brett had to go. Brett, you went to the emergency room, remember? With that terrible pain?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they find?
Nothing.
Right. It was just gas.
Default answer, it's gas.
Hours in the emergency room. Nothing.
For nothing. Mm. That's crazy. All right, 844.
Again, you know, and gas is a perfectly good option. Because if it was an infection, it wouldn't come and go like that.
I know,
it would stay around for a little while.
I would think so.
You're right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, that's not bad. Plus, you're laying down. You know, sometimes you lay down, it changes where everything's sitting in your body, and
then
the gas makes its way.
I think we got the making of a great public affairs show for Sunday morning. I'll do a half hour on health.
Dr. Ted. 845.
Dr. Phil's got a show. He ain't no doctor.
True.
What makes him any better than you?
Here's Ted with the roads.
Your VAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island Traffic.
Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 852.
Why would you mention to the guy about your, the guy at the pizzeria about your hernia?
I didn't mention it. Ted mentioned it.
Why would you mention to the guy from the pizzeria about Ted's hernia?
Just waiting for the food, you know, in the oven. And he said, what's going on over there? Everything's good? And so I said, yeah, just, you know, a couple of easy weeks coming ahead. Guys are going on vacation. And this guy over here is having surgery. That was what I said.
Lofted his private medical information out there in the middle of the pizzeria.
It's not like, you know, open heart surgery or something like that.
No, it's hernia surgery by his private area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you think about it either way. I think you would just say it no matter what. No matter what surgery it was.
He's going in for the AIDS research.
But if I was going
they got him
for,
on a cocktail now. It's working.
If I was going in for the surgery, I would have mentioned it too.
Right, and you're entitled to do that.
For yourself.
Listen, knowing Brett, would you say Brett is a rather private fellow?
I guess so, yeah.
You would, right?
Yes. I mean, but we've talked about it on the air, so it's not like...
Which is true, but it's still, if I wanted to share it with him personally.
Did it surprise you, Brett, that he just threw it out there?
Sure, because it's about me. How's it going over there? How's it going? How are you doing over there? We're doing good here. He's having surgery.
I mean, if he didn't listen.
You're keeping busy?
If he listened to the show, I mean, then he would know about it anyway.
Which is true, but I didn't give that information to him. You did it for me.
What
right.
the guy said?
I didn't have a choice.
What did he say to you?
He's like, you had what do you have it? I said, I'm having the inguinal hernia surgery by my groin area. Oh, I had that. I had it done. Do both sides. I had it on one side, and then they told me 4 to 5 years for the other side, and they come the next year. The next year I have it again. I gotta go through the pain all over again. Get it done both sides all at once, and be careful. You could get an infection. I got an infection from the easy. I had complicated surgery. I had easy surgery. The easy surgery. That's when I get the infection twice. I almost died. I almost died from the hernia surgery.
Oh no!
Twice.
All you want
make sure you do it and wash your hands.
And I was like, could you
wash
just get
your
me that
hands?
Did you get the pepperoni roll?
And, right, the whole time I'm saying to myself, Brett's probably in the most uncomfortable conversation of life.
Right.
And Ted's probably like, God, there's no cheese on the table. Where's the grated cheese?
He's on to something else already after he dropped the ball.
You know?
I tell people all the time, I don't worry about the 2 feet of snow. I worry about the flurries. Because that's when the people go nuts. They go nuts over the little snow, not the big snow. I almost died twice with the little surgery.
That's his analogy.
Twice. Wash your hands. You get infected.
Did you even eat your food after that or no?
I did. I was very hungry. Wash your hands. You get infected.
You have any advice for JP and his nut pain? And
don't touch your balls. You get an infection.
I will try not to. Thank you.
Don't touch.
No touch.
Drink the water.
There you go. That's good advice.
I will drink water.
You pass a stone and it hurt.
It's not good. I don't think it's a stone.
It's like a knife going through your body.
Yeah, it is.
Right through your hole.
Thank you,
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Yeah. Blood everywhere. Yeah. You cry. You scream.
How did this get to be back about me?
Don't touch your pee-pee.
856.
You got any red pepper?
Right over there.
Crushed red pepper.
1450.
Thank you.
Here's that.
Your VAV Cazoe Trailers, Long Island Traffic, LIE westbound. Heavy into Motor Parkway at exit 55. Accident there. Another one down by Deer Park Avenue at exit 51. Northern Parkway is a slow go into the sag with an accident there. And another one down by exit 35, Route 106, 107. Sunrise Highway westbound. Heavy into Hospital Road at exit 54.